and welcome to another episode of Tree Talk. I am your host, Levi Mock, admissions counselor here at Indiana State University. And today we have a very special segment called Alumni Illumination, where we shed light on various university topics, all from the perspective of one of our most beloved alumni. And today we are talking art degrees, addressing the all too common misconception that they are useless. I certainly think that's a load of horse pucky, but you don't have to take my word for it because we have a very special guest with us here today, Mr. Wyatt Lawson. Hello, Wyatt.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Now, Wyatt, we're going to jump into it all in just a second, but first, why don't you tell the good people at home what your specific major was and some of your more main areas of focus within it.
Absolutely. So, as an undergraduate student, I was a fine arts student with a concentration in two-dimensional design, which is a lot of words that boil down to meaning that I was a painter. And then later in my undergraduate, actually developed into digital art as well. So, if you would ask me now, I would say I was painter, digital artist.
I guess my question off of that then would be, how did you view this experience that you had within the program, and how did you also view the arts and sciences department as a whole?
I think going into a subject like art is unique. I think you know very quickly that you want to be an art student, or it's just something that's been at the back of your brain for a very long time of something that you're very interested in. So coming into this specific program, it's so intimate because it is a smaller program. So we don't have a ton of students in our art program, which means that not only did I find a way to kind of connect with my fellow students as we were in it, because our class sizes were really about 20 students at the beginning, and then as we filtered through, about 5. But we also had an opportunity to really get to know our faculty members. We don't have a lot of graduate students teaching the courses. It is our faculty members teaching us from our first semester freshman year all the way through. So I kind of had a really unique opportunity to know some pretty awesome people who then became my advisors, became the people who were writing me letters of recommendation, the people who were critiquing my art. So it was a cool opportunity to get to know some of the hotshots over in the art department. But also, they are a community in themselves. I mean, they all know each other, work with each other. It's a super collaborative space. In fact, I don't think a single one of my professors made me call them by their last name. It's not like Dr. This or Professor That. It is Nancy or Chester. So you really got an opportunity to kind of feel like you were connected with them pretty quickly, which I think made the experience very unique and very positive for me. I didn't feel like I was in a sterile learning environment. In fact, many times my painting professor took my paintbrush out of my hand and altered something that I was doing just to get me to kind of think outside of what I was then thinking was painting, which is kind of cool.
That's actually pretty awesome. It actually kind of makes me feel like, man, I should have probably gone into art, you know, going into college. But all that being said, I do have some follow-up questions to that, which we'll just get to the big one right away. Do you sincerely feel that the arts program here has enough to prepare one for the workforce, no matter what they're going into? And if so, what skills and experiences do they offer students coming out of it? And how have you, or how do you currently utilize those skills in your everyday life? I know that's a lot there, but just unpacking one at a time. If you need me to repeat, I obviously can.
I think my answer to this question comes in two very different ways. The first way that I think is the most applicable is you're being prepared as an art professional from the beginning. The first class that you take is Intro to Visual Arts. So you're taking a course that legitimately looks at what it means to be a visual artist. So you're gaining those kind of thought processes and skills about talking about, looking at, digesting, and critiquing visual art. In fact, we've read a book called The Art of Stealing, very popular book. It's really small, but it talks specifically about the kind of intellectual property that is original idea, that is art style, and the differences between appropriation and stealing. So there's a lot of really interesting things that you learn from the beginning about what it means to be an artist. And then you also have some of the technical skills. I mean, I learned very quickly how to be a good drafter. And if you don't know what a drafter is, it really just means you're able to lay something out on paper pretty quickly and easily. Really, it's just being a good drawer. I also learned the professional part about being an artist, how to show art, how to frame art, how to hang art, what it means to make up a show in more of a curation way. So you're not only kind of coming in and developing your specific talent and your specific skill, or even your content area. I've focused a lot on romantics and relationships and human connection. So you're developing these kind of conceptual ideas, as well as developing your physical skills with the mediums that you're using, but then also how to be an artist, how to hang hang your stuff up in a museum, in a gallery, how to work with galleries. We have one main gallery on campus that you show quite a bit in as a student, and then we have a couple side galleries that are a lot of times student ran, so you have some opportunities to actually kind of get in there and be the person that's hanging up other people's art, or be the person that is developing the thought for a show. So that is the first part. You're learning how to be an artist. The second piece that I think is really important is, one, you're in college, you're getting a bachelor's degree, which holds quite a bit of weight when you are leaving your undergraduate, but you're also developing some pretty unique transferable soft skills. You do critiques in every one of your class, so not only are you thinking about how you deliver criticism and how you accept criticism and making it constructive and something that is going to help someone, you are learning how to articulate yourself well. You're learning how to write about difficult topics. You're learning how to stay organized. I can't tell you the amount of times that I've had to make an Excel sheet that has all of my current projects that I'm working on, so I have a log when I'm going to apply for a show or if I'm going to apply for a scholarship. So you're really learning these organization skills, these communication skills that become very pivotal when you are starting to interview for any type of job. It doesn't have to be art related. I had a couple on-campus jobs that I know my skills that I was developing as an art student got me. And it was all based into that communication piece. I was really good at supporting other people and what they were doing. I was really good at telling them how to alter maybe just a little bit of what they were doing to be even better. So I learned how to be a supervisor really quickly because of those skills I was gaining. I learned how to be a collaborative team member. And those are things that aren't as easy to kind of connect, but you know very quickly when you've gained this skill, because when people are asking you, like, how do you do in a group setting? You're thinking about all the times you're in a group setting, which is every time you finish a drawing or a painting or a piece of photography that you're talking about everyone's work. So I think there's that kind of very different skill set that you're learning aside from your technical skill and your conceptual skills is those soft skills that make you career ready. So I do think if there is a degree that's going to prepare you in a super unique way and kind of position you really well for a number of jobs, it is an art degree.
So you hear it here, folks, straight from the mouth of one of the most trusted alumni. And if you can't trust the ISU alumni, then, well, who can you really trust, you know? But anyways, guys, actually, that's our show. I think you answered that very nicely, Wyatt. So special thanks to my esteemed guest, the dazzling, the dapper, and the dangerous, perhaps, Mr. Wyatt Lawson. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And of course, thank you, the audience, very much for tuning in. My name is Eli Mock. This has been Tree Talk, and I'll catch you all next time.